why do I do what I do? And is it right and true? That's what we're going to discuss. And I think we can all agree that we should get rid of all stupidity and all falsehood and just what is the truth? What is right? What should I believe? I'm not going to bring up anything about the Bible. I'm not going to bring up sacred scripture. I'm not going to bring up, you know, the beliefs of different denominations. That's for a totally separate video. We're going to look at what can I know just from human reason alone. Can I know that God exists? How do I know what is true? What is truth? So we're going to start with that. We're going to start from the basics, and I'm going to go step by step by step by step. And I beg you to save your comments until you've seen the entire series. Okay, that's what we're going to look at starting now.
It's spinning on its axis at about 1,600 kilometers per hour. And the Earth is moving around that sun about 30 kilometers per second. Plus, our entire solar system here, why, it is just hurtling around the outer edges of the Milky Way galaxy at about 220 kilometers per second. Not to mention the movement of our galaxy within the universe. It's expanding at speeds approaching the speed of light. That's about 300,000 kilometers per second.
Everything in the universe, including you and me, is in motion.
All right, so motion. What do we know about motion?
Now, forces put things in motion.
So if I have a set of dominoes, and they're just sitting like this, nice and even, up and down in a row. If nobody pushes them, they're not gonna move. If something doesn't move them first, they will not move. If gust of wind doesn't push them, if somebody doesn't drop something on them, they won't move unless somebody pushes it. But if I touch it, it will cause a chain reaction of movements. Correct? Correct. So we can agree. We cannot deny this unless you are a ignoramus.
This is true of everything that you can touch and see. As you may know,
inertia is a property of matter.
Inertia is a property of matter.
What does that mean? If the universe is moving, there had to be a first mover. That's not like, I got a message from the Lord. No, that's just common sense.
Although he didn't know it at the time, Hubble's discovery that the universe was expanding led to one of the most important breakthroughs ever made about time, the Big Bang. Once, there was nothing, not even time. But 13.7 billion years ago, it seems that this nothing became everything.
Scientists, and all of those in that field have agreed that the universe is 13 billion years old. I am 26 years old. I did not exist 28 years ago. The universe has a beginning. That means there was a point when the universe was not. What do you mean it was created? It could have come about in some other way.
Spontaneously expanded at a phenomenal rate. Giving birth to the universe and everything within it, including time.
Do things just pop out of thin air? No, they don't. I'm sitting here. If a pirate magically appeared, I would say, this universe could have just magically appeared out of nowhere. You know, that just things like that are happening every day. There's a pirate here. There's a boat there. There's a rocket ship standing in front of my front lawn. How did that get there? I don't know. It just came out of nowhere. Some people say, like the Big Bang, man. We came from the Big Bang. Yeah, okay. The Big Bang. I have no problem with that. In order for there to be a Big Bang, there must first be a Big Banger.
In the subatomic world, atoms and their constituent parts play by a completely different set of rules from larger bodies of matter.
This caused so much problems that even Einstein finally broke with the quantum theory. And he said that I cannot believe that God plays dice with the universe.
With all of its weirdness and built-in uncertainty, quantum theory remains the best model of the subatomic world we have.
That everything just kind of appeared out of nowhere. And not only did it appear out of nowhere, but somehow this nothingness, this something that came out of nothing, all of a sudden followed this right pattern in order to make everything that is here, like grass and trees. This all happened by accident, right? I'm shooting this video with a Sony HDR FX1000. The next model up would be a professional film camera. This camera is very complex. If you look at a blade of grass, and look at the science behind it. You look at them through the microscope, you look at the subatomic particles and the way they interact. There is so much more design involved in a blade of grass than there is in this Sony HDR FX1000. Oh look, a camera! That must have appeared here and like created itself out of accident. Out of a bunch of random events that just kind of put a camera there. So why would I say that about a blade of grass? That doesn't make any sense. If a blade of grass has got more design in it than this camera.
Minutes of arriving, the seduction of this untidy, drought-molested, rocky country has the trio pushing paint.
The sunset, everybody's painting pictures of sunsets. Why? Because it's beautiful. Everybody's taking pictures of mountains and lakes. Why? Because it's beautiful. Everybody's looking at all these creatures in the ocean and the weird one with the little light that has a little, you know, the little thing that's like the anglerfish. Because it's so weird looking and at the same time, somehow beautiful. But then if you go and you look at, whoa, look, downtown, looks like garbage. Thank God, that bum, oh man, it stinks, it smells. We have something within us that desires to make beautiful things. We desire to make beautiful music. That's showing that there is something in us that has a resemblance to that something in God.
It's light that really gives me a thrill in the landscape, among other things. There are lots of things that do, but light above all. Develop my methods to work as quickly as I can because it's light that I've been chasing and light doesn't hang about.
If I were to get an artist, even if I were to get Leonardo da Vinci and blindfold him and give him a lot of liquor and then spin in circles and say, have at Leonardo, paint a beautiful, 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 beautiful painting. It looked worse and worse as he kept going. As the more colors he added on there, the more randomness it appeared, the more ugly it would become. Although by modern standards, it'd probably like be, oh my, this is intellectually stimulating. A drunk guy made this, oh wow. No, it's not beautiful though. It's not appealing to the eyes. What is beautiful? Nature. You go out and you look at the sunset and you think, oh, heaven must be like this. If there is a heaven, look at this beautiful sunset. Oh, look at this beautiful beach. Oh, look at those beautiful mountains. Oh, look at this beautiful tree. Oh, look at that beautiful squirrel. Oh, look at that beautiful woman. Oh, look at the beautiful this. Oh, look at the beautiful baby. All of these things came about through nature, and that's not random. I can't even paint a tree when I try with my eyes open, let alone a beautiful tree just popping out on accident out of nowhere. Like, everything in creation we find is beautiful until we make it ugly. And beautiful things don't happen on accident. They have to be made with the beauty in mind, with a set goal. So, we've taken a look, just a glimpse, at the world around us. This is like common sense stuff. Now, let's take a glimpse at humans. Why humans? Why are we looking at humans? Because I am a human.